With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. After a conversation with his father, Cameron Contost realized that winemaking was his passion. But before jumping into the business on his own, Cameron went to work for some of Walla Walla's finest, an internship at Dunham Cellars and as assistant winemaker at Forgeron Cellars to polish his craft. But after a few years, he felt the calling.
In 2008 was when we opened up our own winery, my brother and I. We had been sitting around the hot tub deciding if we wanted to start a winery or not, and it's sort of a good decision. Happens in a hot tub, so I go ahead and start it. And that's how the dragonfly came about too. He looked up online that night and found out the Washington State insect is a dragonfly. So he put the label together just for fun to see how it looks. And the next day I had one flying in the Forgeron, and he had them flying around his combine, and then they just kept on showing up everywhere. So it's like, we gotta go with that.
Contos says 2006-2007 were the first vintages.
I'd been chatting with Marie for a while, had some barrels set aside, and she just basically said, as long as they're not in my way, it doesn't matter. And, I was the only production person, so they weren't in my way.
And after 11-plus years in the wine business,
I feel like I've done a good job representing Walla Walla with the winemaking style. All the reds are 100% Walla Walla, and they're all 100% varietals. And then I have a handful of blends, too. So the varietals are all 100% Walla Walla, 100% varietal. I mean, I'm proud of the product I'm putting out there.
Contos Cellars is a partnership between Cameron, his brother Chris, and sister-in-law Kelly. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.